9 points, that's pretty convincing.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, maybe a bit flattering, maybe. You know, we're probably not that far ahead of Kerry. They were missing a number of players, and look, it's been a big journey for them. And, you know, our girls have been itching to get a go now. They haven't played in a month, so it was nice to get back in the grass again.
Yeah, and 4 goals in the first half, it really was over at half time.
Yeah, probably was, you know, and God, we probably could have had a couple more. You know, Geraldine had 2 good chances there that you'd normally put your house in Geraldine scoring, but look, she's just coming back from injury. It's her first start of the year. So it's pleasing from that perspective. We did get scores and we looked quite threatening on the run there.
Yeah, you dominated that first half, Yvonne, obviously playing well up front and coming deep for winning the ball. Karen Guthrie playing as if she had only started playing, really playing out of her skin at the moment.
Playing out of her skin, yeah. Look, Karen's a captain and she's really taken to the role, and she's a brilliant role model to the girls. You know, she's a great girl and a great captain, and delighted for her that she's leading the team in the way she is.
And any hope of a Kerry revival in the second half was fairly quenched very early with that goal from Yvonne.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was, look, the game was kind of well probably put to bed at that stage, and you know, we just asked the girls to keep going and keep trying to do the right thing over and over regardless what the circumstance were, and that probably put the game to bed. And then we got a chance to, you know, give some of the subs a run out, which is nice for them. You know, it's nice to get a big day for ladies football in Donegal, to get out in front of the men, and this is probably the biggest crowd they've ever had at a game, so it's nice for that, and nice for them to play well and put on a show and show that the quality of football that they can produce.
That leaves you now really in the hunt for a place in the semi-final, doesn't it?
It does. We're not mathematically there yet. Now we, as it happens, the top 3 or 4 kind of all play each other in the last couple of rounds. So Cork Mayo is a big one today. That'll determine. That'll leave us 4 points ahead of Mayo, 2 games to play. But we've got to go to Mayo next Saturday. So we're well in the mix. It'll be I suppose being unfortunate turn of events if we didn't make it. But look, we're happy. We're going all right.
I know you have your eye on bigger things, but you're happy with the progress so far?
Happy with the progress. Yeah, we we're adding a couple of new players and all the time. You know, Ciara Grant started her first game today. Rashi McCafferty started their first game. You know, it's not bad when you can call back former international soccer players into your setup, and you know it's the team's evolving and improving, and we're trying different things, and some things are working, some things aren't, and it's about trying to get the mix right. And you know, we have a big date of Monaghan on the 9th of June, and that's what we're gearing for.
Certainly had the mix right today anyway.
Yeah, today went well. It was a good day for Donegal ladies football, and I think a lovely day in Balbafay, the pitch in great shape, and it was just a good day out.